secondary heroes.
Secondary short.
Honey, where's my super suit?
No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Killer boots, man.
Dodson, Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
Get it right or pay the price.
Great Scott!
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
Give the audience a quid.
The pleasure's all on this side of the table, trust me.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Yeah, we can even be on TV. We'll be heroes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Secondary Heroes Podcast. It's time for Secondary Shorts, our weekly check of what we're watching and what's trending in pop culture. It's October 16, 2020. This is your host, Trevor, and joining me as usual is...
Hey, guys, it's Prague.
This is Josh.
Seemed you got a late start there, Josh. This is DeLorean Wolfgang. I like the late clap. But hey, we're all in it now. We're all in it to win it.
Oof, what a week, man.
What a week.
Another heat wave. California heat wave, folks.
The heck, it's October.
This is just when it gets hot. Fire season runs until like Halloween. I don't know what you're talking about.
When I was a kid, it wasn't like that.
When I lived in Florida, it rained every Halloween. Now I gotta deal with heat waves every Halloween.
Well, luckily we don't have to set up for Halloween, or at least I don't have to set up for Halloween. No, and it's a relief because that takes too many hours.
No Halloween for y'all this year, huh? No.
Yeah, so what's it like out there in Texas?
Yeah.
It's Texas, man. I mean, they're not banning Halloween this year.
No. They're going for Night of the Living Dead reenactment.
Yes, they are.
They're not banning Halloween out here. Or are they? And I'm just doing my own thing.
Yeah, in LA County, they highly discouraged it.
Highly discouraged. Yeah. You're going to tell me that not half the people out there are going to dress up like Playboy bunnies.
That's how LA is.
Okay.
That's exactly what I think LA is like. I live an hour and a half away from LA and I still have these stereotypes that I think of with LA.
If only that were the case. I don't think that's how it is. So, anyways, what are you guys watching? What's going on this week?
I do want to start with one thing. Speaking of LA. Yeah. I want to say congrats to the 2019-20 NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers. That's what I watched.
that happened this year?
It did.
It happened this past week.
The Lakers somehow played one whole season. The season started in October 2019 and it didn't finish until October 2020. Damn.
I do like that the beginning of all of our shorts always start with sports.
Sports, yeah.
Sport talk.
Because it seems to be like the only thing that's happening in the world. It's fantastic.
Which is strange, too, because most of them are contact. You know, you would think that there wouldn't be sports.
Not only that, but viewership for sports is down across the board. They're like range from 40 to 60%, depending on the league and viewership. But
we're the only ones watching it.
Yeah,
so
we're the only ones watching.
Hey, I'm okay with it. Dude, keep sports going, please. I'm digging it. I'm loving watching right now I'm watching the Tampa Bay Rays. They might have lost tonight, but tomorrow's another day.
It's a good thing they're already up. They already are up 3.
Well, yeah, 3-2 now. Yeah. So we still have a chance
to choke us. Yeah.
See what happens.
Is that field hockey? What is that? Where are the Rays?
They take a stick and they hit a baseball out of the park.
Cricket. Okay. All right. I wasn't too sure. I never
heard very that, similar. So I was like, all right. Very similar.
Cool. Very nice.
I always forget that Prague's not so much our sporty guy.
No.
Not really. Well, I was also making fun of the Rays, but yes.
I guess it's still
Why are you making fun of the Rays? Stop it.
I don't know. I just have to. I have to be a part of the team here. Like one of you guys talking sport ball.
Sports.
You know, your sporty team sucks.
Anyways.
I did not watch sports, but I did watch a lot of content. So.
Well, why don't you tell us about it, Prague? Friend?
All right, fine. I'll go first this time. So this week I binged the entirety of The Haunting of Bly Manor because I couldn't stop. This is an anthology series, which apparently a lot of people don't understand what that term means. What an anthology means
is about ants.
Every season is its own unique story. It does not continue. I don't know what you said. That's funny. I missed the joke.
I was late to my laughter.
All right. Anyways, so most people don't know. I'll repeat myself. Most people don't know what an anthology is. So what an anthology is every season is a brand new story, new characters. Typically, they're not supposed to be connected, maybe just by a theme or something, right? In this case, it's usually a haunted house of some kind. So you have the same cast returning, which is what confuses some people, but it is a completely new story. So this season is based on The Turn of the Screw, which has been adapted quite a few times over the last century. So what they did for the series was they...
It's a porn gone bad.
How did you know? Wait, who told you?
It's The Screw. Sorry, please continue.
Jeez. No, you're pretty close. I gotta throw my dad jokes. I like it.
Wow.
No, I approve.
Okay.
So what they did was they took other novels and novellas by Henry James and kind of incorporated it into the story, because The Turn of the Screw is not very long of a story. They kind of tell that story in the first couple episodes, so they kind of have to stretch it out by telling, you know, more to it than that. And it's really well done. It's not going to be the same tone as the first season. So people who are expecting a really scary story, it's not. It's more of a ghost story. It's kind of a gothic love story is how it's billed as. And I would say that's pretty accurate. Well done. I will say too, though, that if you are a fan of the first season like I was and really loved it, this is going to feel different because Mike Flanagan, who is the showrunner for this series, he wrote and directed every episode of the first season, and he only directed and wrote the first episode of this new season. So he was there to kind of oversee everything and probably plot out the whole story, but he didn't actually write the scripts and direct it. So it doesn't quite have his unique kind of visual flair that he has, that he's known for. If you've ever watched any of his work, he's a very visual director, and it doesn't quite have that, which is fine. I mean, the story itself is different, and it lends itself to more of a creepy kind of tone in ways that you don't necessarily need, you know, big dramatic, you know, takes. But I think it's well worth your time. So if you have Netflix and you do want to watch something during Halloween that's not maybe too scary, maybe if you don't like the horror stuff but you want to watch still a scary movie, I think this would be a fun series to watch this season.
And I feel like these these shows now are, like, a lot of these anthology shows are doing, keep the same cast, just different. Mm-hmm. They just play different characters. Like for that Daniel Radcliffe show, Miracle Workers.
Yeah, a lot of
where the first season was Steve Buscemi was God, and then the next season he was like shoveling poop. Character. Like his job was to shovel poop the entire time. So right. Yeah, it's that seems to be a kind of a new and fun thing that
it's
shows
hot
are doing
right now. I mean, it you is have hot. Fargo, yeah. You have American Horror Story. They're doing all that.
True
stuff.
Detective. There's quite a few out there right now. I would say the difference is that in True Detective even introduced that these characters all might be connected in the same kind of universe storyline. Same thing with American Horror Story. They're all kind of connected in some way. I will say that the Haunting series is in no way connected. I mean, these are based on classic literature, so they're not meant to be in the same universe. So don't expect that if you're expecting
some
crossover.
In the same universe? If they're written by people who wrote it in our universe.
Sure. Fine. Anyways, yes.
Anywho.
Anywho, I recommend it. It's fun. Bring your tissues. This is a little bit of a tearjerker. Just FYI.
Ugh.
Interesting.
No, in a good way. It's a good movie. It's a good
show. I want it to be like scary, like I need to puke because I'm so scared.
No, that's the first season.
I know. That's why it's weird. It's a weird juxtaposition.
It is. Yeah. It's worth it, though. It's well done. Well acted. Well written.
Excellent.
Worth it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, Josh, would you want to go next?
Sure. Mine's pretty quick and easy. I'm just watching Schitt's Creek still. Oh, Prog. That's how I do it. Yes.
Yep.
Just watching Schitt's Creek still. I mean, I've been bouncing around. Was it The Boys?
The Boys.
Utopia. Flash. But the one that I'm pretty consistent with right now is Schitt's Creek. Just, I guess, because that's the one I want to get through the most since I'm ready there at the end of the season. Or the series in general.
Right.
But that's where I'm at. It's good. I'm liking it. Like I said, I'm right now. Oh, I guess I could still discuss it. You might have seen it already. But I'm at
the point. Are you still on the last season?
I'm on the last season. I believe I'm on episode 6. So right now it's still in the middle of where David's still planning his wedding.
Whoa, whoa.
Spoilers, apparently. Don't worry, nothing. Nothing to see here.
I am on season 4.
Oh, I thought you were on. I thought you were on this last season. Oh.
No.
Whoops.
Whoops. To everyone listening.
Whoops.
It's a pretty simple story.
Well, besides watching stuff, there's kind of like a little craze going on with Pokemon. For whatever reason, there's a resurgence of it. I think, who was it? What's that one dude? The YouTuber, blonde haired guy, Logan Paul.
Oh,
he opened
God,
up like a real expensive
hard pass.
Anyways, him and some other influencers started opening up old Pokemon cards and then becoming a big thing again. So prices and Pokemon cards. If you have old Pokemon cards, check them out. They might be worth a lot more now.
I do not. So.
I missed out on the old Pokemon.
Like, I did not.
Yeah, I was too old at the point.
How about you, Josh? Yeah. Do you have any rarities?
Yeah, I was looking through some old boxes and I found a couple of Charizards.
Ooh. What? So.
Oh, a Charizard. Two Charizards.
Yeah, two.
What?
So,
one of the only ones I know is Charizard.
Yes.
Charizard, that squirt guy.
Yep. Squirt guy.
I have a friend. We're getting some stuff graded, so we're gonna get these graded in. Because right now they cost about three something, just like this.
Holy
but graded.
Cow.
Oh my God.
They'll jump. Whew. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
See, that's the thing. Isn't that funny? Like, all it takes is like a YouTuber who's super famous to like start talking about something that we all used to do when we were kids. And then all of a sudden now it's like, oh, that's awesome. Like, I kind of wish that an old YouTuber would talk about an old TV and I could sell my old TV.
My old TV
might not be trendy.
What about my old pair of socks?
Wood grain on the side. I mean, come on. This looks great.
It's crazy though, and I agree with that. It's just timing with certain things. But to me, I would have never thought about looking at them again unless somebody brought it up like that. So
we're
kind of hunting down, see what we have, and then
remember when what was it? Star Wars cards were becoming popular again, and when the Star Wars cards became popular, I went back to Florida to go look for my old Star Wars cards when I was in high school. And it turns out my mom sold them all at a garage sale.
What?
So
this story,
I'm pretty sure I had like a Yoda. I had like some like really popular ones like R2-D2. All gone. Yeah.
Yep. It happens.
That's okay. It's okay, Mom. I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
Obviously not. If you bring that up on the podcast, that's definitely not over that.
I'm okay with it. Okay with it. Anyways, so myself, definitely finished off the season of The Boys. Fantastic.
The Boys. I finished it as well. I finished a
what
lot
an
of
ending. What an ending.
No spoilers, sir.
I'm not going to spoil it as much as I want to. But it does get me excited for upcoming shows. Mandalorian's coming out soon, so I'm excited for that to come out so we can start talking about that.
Yeah. Ooh,
excuse me, hiccups. But really what I've been doing lately is doing research on our upcoming episode that we're going to be doing for the 8-Bit Geek. I don't know, should we say what we're going to be talking about?
Sure.
So we're doing an episode for 8-Bit Geek's 8-Bit Horror Fest. Next Tuesday, that episode will drop. It's going to be all about the Babadook. So I've been doing research all on the Babadook and stuff like that. And I tell you what, guys, I've been scaring myself. I'll spend hours just like looking at content and just kind of like, you know, just I want to know a little bit about it so we have a lot to talk about. And no joke, man, I have to wake up every morning at 2:30 to 3 o'clock every morning and feed my baby. So I'm sitting in a room with like one very dim light in a room feeding my baby, and I feel like shadows are moving, and like I'm like, oh my God. So I'm pretty excited about talking about this movie with you guys.
Very nice.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, so I'm scared. Anyway.
I would ask, did you have a Babadookie?
No.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
All right, Trevor, what about you?
Trevor.
So I'm currently watching a show where I'm not done, so I'm going to wait till next week. It's Legion season 3, but then it's the season, last season, so I'm going to wait to talk about the whole thing till next week. But in the meantime, I have been watching some older movies, and so I watched Clue this week for the first time.
The first time?
Old one. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, wow.
And it's really fun because it doesn't take itself seriously. Right off the top, it says, I'm not taking itself seriously. And so then you can get into the hilarity that ensues with it, rather than being like, oh, we're going to set up this whole like actual narrative that means something. And so I had a good time. That's all you can really ask for. And I felt like it might have been a prequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm sure somebody could actually create ties to that.
It has that feel. Yeah, it has that feel, I would say. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
Well, the really cool thing about that movie as well is when it came out in theaters, it actually got horribly panned when it came out in theaters. But, oh yeah, I guess people just really didn't get behind it. But
it's campy,
I thought it was,
sure, of course.
Yeah, it's super campy. But when in theaters, depending on the time and day or theater, you got a different ending. Now, I'm sure whenever you watched it and
three,
it probably, and it had all three, it said, or it could have ended like this.
Yeah.
But when you watched it back when it originally came out, they had only one ending.
That's
so
smart.
Actually,
so then you can engage audiences to discuss it afterwards.
There you
well,
go.
And then you can, it gets people to want to go back.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that was one of the problems is people didn't want to go back and rewatch the entire movie just to watch the last 5 minutes. So I think that's where a lot of people kind of was like, I'm not in on this. But yeah, for sure. I love the multiple endings. I think that more movies should do that. I think it's fun. I think Endgame probably would have been better with multiple endings.
Oh, that again. Okay.
Clue's on Amazon Prime, in case you're interested. Luckily, there was some news this week. The first is that Dexter's coming back for one final season in 2021. It's going to have 10 episodes, limited series with Michael C. Hall, because they knew the last season was so horrible and they're trying to rectify it, and I don't think it's going to work, but
nope,
who knows?
Fellas, my fingers are crossed for the same thing to happen to Game of Thrones.
Nope.
I need to watch. Oh, I got to do the same thing I did with Game of Thrones. I have to watch the first whatever season it goes. So I've never seen Dexter.
Are there 7 seasons of Dexter?
Oh. Yeah, but you should only watch up to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they went through like a writer's strike
or
something. 4
Trinity Killer?
4 or 5.
With John Lithgow?
John Lithgow. Yeah, that was season 4.
Okay. Yeah, that 4 is good.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't get to the 4. Part where he's a lumberjack. Then you're fine.
God.
I'm intrigued then. I think I need to watch that.
Yes, but the big news of the week was there was an Apple event, and there's a brand new iPhone because Apple's like,
oh, yeah,
we really don't have any ideas. There was a coronavirus that limits anything that we could do, but we want to make some money. And so now we have the iPhone 12, the iPhone 12 mini, the iPhone 12 Pro, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max. And there's really no difference between the phones other than screen size. There's various subtle little changes, and there's really hardly any changes compared to the iPhone 11 Pro. But regardless, it's going to be available in stupid, idiotic windows where you can pre-order starting on Friday for the iPhone 12 Pro. But the iPhone 12 Pro Max doesn't start till November 6th. And I think the mini
with
is
the
somewhere
mini,
in between. It's like some stupid date,
six,
idiotic stuff.
If you're watching on YouTube, it looks like Trevor is a robot on November 1st. And then November 6th is stupid. I don't like it.
Like an agitated robot. Oh, here.
But no, it's true. Dude, I hate that I have to, because I want the Pro Max.
Gotta get
I don't
want
to have
Max
to wait till.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's ridiculous. And I've been sitting on this 8 Plus for God knows
oh
how
my
long.
God,
I'm ready.
8 Plus.
Yeah. I know.
It's like having a
Plus
razor
come out
or something.
Like
oh
20.
Ooh.
I was 16. Still working at my old job, so that was like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez. Man.
Well, 2020, does that even count as a year anymore? God.
Yeah. You know you can upgrade every year, right?
Yeah,
for
I'm
some
sure
money.
Right.
You know.
Well,
that's true, yeah.
I don't pay for it.
You could trade it in for like 10 bucks.
There you go. Or that. There you go.
No, but yeah, I'm definitely going to be waiting till November 6th. I actually went into, this was an absolute surprise. I walked into a Verizon store and I said, hey, I just want to buy the latest, greatest Apple phone. And he's like, well, right now it's the 11 Pro or whatever, 11 Pro or whatever, something like that. But he goes, I don't know why you're going to do that now. They're going to release the next one like in a month. I said, I haven't heard anything of this.
Oh,
no one has.
He's like, oh, yeah, it's probably going to be, it's going to be like next month. And then boom, the Apple event happens. And yeah, sure enough, next month.
There you have it.
Because I was, when I first saw it, I was like, that's stupid. I'm not going to get it. Then I remembered that if I sell my old phone, it pays for how much the new phone costs. So there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fine. If you're forcing my hand to get the new phone. And then I was like, well, the Pacific Blue is pretty good. But then I saw that gold. And that gold, I feel like I could be making a phone call and someone's going to steal it out of my hand. So I'm going to get that gold just for the ultimate flex.
It's gold, Jerry.
I don't
but
know.
I like... texted you like right after it happened. I texted you and I was like, what are your thoughts? Because I was excited because the camera alone is what's selling me. And you were pretty much like a meh.
Meh.
I still
I mean,
like
compared to
like,
what you have right now, it's a good camera.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. So I went from the 5 to the 8, and I remember going from the 5 to the 8, and I thought, this is the greatest thing in the entire world. I can't believe how crisp everything is on the screen.
Yeah.
And then they started showing, whenever I saw the new one, I'm like, well, how come my screen's not that crisp anymore?
Yeah. Crispy baby.
Yeah, I was going to skip this one just because I thought it was going to be like a 0.5 version or the S version. Mm-hmm. But then they just totally leaped to 12.
I was surprised they redesigned the outside because honestly, I like the 11.
Looks just like the 4.
But yeah, I don't like that square thing. Like, I know they did it because it shouts back to you're doing 5G for the first time. It's like when they did 4G for the first time.
Right.
But
right.
I like the curved edges.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, it's a little conflicting.
I dig the curved edges too.
4x optical zoom, though, on that little tiny camera, I'm actually excited for because optical zoom is one of the toughest things to pull off on a phone.
I can't believe that they're able to do that, especially with the tiny lenses that
are
in
the
there.
HDR on video, too. That looks pretty impressive.
If only there was an Apple podcast.
It'd be weird, right?
Really, really quick, this is the last show that I watched. I got a VHS copy of a bunch of the Ninja Turtles cartoons from the 80s.
Nice.
I tell you what, man. Wow. They are good.
Yeah,
they
man.
Still hold up. I couldn't believe how much fun I was having watching those. And I was watching them on my old, like, 40-year-old TV over here with the wood grain on the side. I like to point that out every time.
Yes.
And, dude, I tell you what. It was like being back as a little kid watching these for the first time again. It's so much fun. Okay, now that I'm done with that.
Do you have a podcast of the week?
I do have a podcast of the week, and I'm sticking with the October spoopy, spoopy, scary stuff. This is actually a new one that I started listening to. I actually started listening to this one in preparation for our next episode about the Babadook. This is called Too Scary, Didn't Watch. It's three it's three girls who podcast. Honestly, I had a lot of fun. I felt like I was actually laughing out loud at what they were saying. They're enjoyable to listen to. I was actually just listening to their Abyss episode today. I feel like they've got like 60 episodes, so they're still fairly new.
Not bad,
but
though.
Exactly. Don't listen to them to get any kind of facts because they have zero facts. Everything is wrong that they talk about. But it's just funny listening to what they do is like one or two of them watch a scary movie and then one of them won't because one of them doesn't like to watch scary movies.
Oh, it's like you.
Whatever.
Okay.
Well, I bought. Hold on, sir. It's an enjoyable podcast, and they talk about horror movies and scary stuff. So it's kind of fun.
Right.
Yeah. So give them a listen. Their podcast is called Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Awesome. Follow at Secondary Heroes on all social media platforms. So everyone listening, we hope you enjoy. We'll talk to you next time.
Frog out.
See ya.
DeLorean Wolfgang.
Roll out.